on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
What's up?
What's up? I was waiting for that.
What's up?
Chester's here.
Yay.
That's right.
Oh, wait, is that good?
Yeah. Everyone misses him when he's not here.
I know, Chester. Where have you been?
I miss myself. No, I've just been real busy with the new job and family matters and that. My wife's aunt passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On Saturday, so that's the reason why I was known for the Monday show. So I apologize to everybody for not being there, but I am here today. So
well, we missed you. Stuff.
Well, thank you. I missed all of you as well.
Really?
My miglets. Yeah. I miss you guys.
I'm not a miglet.
Like a rash, but I at least miss you.
A treatable rash.
That's right. Topical creams have come a long way.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been busy in real life, but it's been good. And Mafia Wars keeps changing like there's no tomorrow.
I'm glad that you told me
about it. Stinking thing came out again today.
Everything comes out at once.
And I have no clue.
Yeah, it's overwhelmed me this week, too.
Yeah.
Because it's the first week of summer. Most people are trying to, like, get into summer mode and do stuff. It's
and we're hard stuck to, trying yeah. to figure out Mafia Wars updates.
Yeah, I can't go to the pool. I've got to figure out what they just did.
Yep.
So what do you think of the new fighting?
I don't know.
It's not really what I was thinking that it was going to be.
I think it has potential.
After it's fixed.
Once, yeah. I mean, and it did get rid of all the common things people were complaining about. So I think they tried to go off our feedback. Especially
my screen hasn't jumped at all.
No, yeah. And it won't because the developers explained to us that it doesn't load a page after each attack. And therefore, you won't get the screen jumping. And it only loads when you click on a new opponent. But there's a lot of work they need to do because it's still a lot of clicking and scrolling.
Yeah. I'm noticing my page is freezing up a little more often, but
a lot of people are, and there's lag.
Yeah, that's the big issue I have with it, but I like to think that'll fix.
Yeah, the one thing I do love about it is the ability to turn boosts off.
Yeah.
That was massive.
Are you catching yourself icing people that steal your ice? Because I am.
Well, yeah, because they're alive. It's the easiest way to do. Whenever you are attacking someone, the person that steals your ice, it will let you know that somebody stole it, and then you can go and attack them for it. And I don't really care if someone steals my ice. It doesn't bother me because they're just doing the same thing I'm doing. But it's nice because they're actively fighting, and most likely they're alive.
What's so cool is, yeah.
You can hit them and get an ice anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, how does it affect the families? I was wondering about that.
I think it adds like fun competition element to it because you're like, know exactly who took it, and then you're proud of them. You're like, oh, okay, at least one of us got it.
Well, how does that work if they're in your family and they stole your ice?
Well, you would just want those people to be iced, so
well,
if it's
family. It shows them as a friend, so you can't.
Then you can attack them. I haven't run into that yet.
Can't do anything about that yet anyway.
Yeah, but, no. But it does bring back the element of what we really needed, and that was the ability. Do you guys remember when robbing was the ability for you to tape everything and it was all vertical?
Yep.
That is the most awesome piece.
And everybody's missed that.
That's right. So that was a competitiveness that you could do in a group session like on Skype and things like that. And we haven't been able to get that in a very long time. Well, being able to do this, you can see which one of your other family members, especially if you're in a war, stole your ice because you're all targeting the same people. So you can see that, and then you can gripe at them and everything else, and it's fun. So that piece, when somebody steals it, me being able to go after them, that is perfect.
Love it.
You know it's really funny?
What?
I laughed about it. I'm sure others didn't. But when it initially rolled out, there was the 8-hour timer on when you could post your next ice. That's and everyone like went ballistic. So they're like, okay, we changed it to 5 minutes. And still, like, I know for you guys, 5 minutes is not enough.
No.
And so it was a big to-do. Like, I know we had to convince them why this was a bad idea in the player advisory committee. And they were like, okay. And then today that was finally taken away, all timers.
Yeah, there was never a mention of
ever. You know, and we get blamed a lot. Like, when things are stupid in the game, the people that actively don't like the PAC, you'll be like, oh, it was the PAC's idea to do that. And that's just really not true. Like,
yeah, some details were left out.
Yeah, we get very limited information.
That's right. And so then, don't blame us for shortcomings of the designers, because it's definitely not us. We give a hell of a lot of feedback to Zynga, and it's up to them to incorporate things and not incorporate things. And sometimes they want to incorporate something, but it takes a while to do that. So.
And that is the cool thing about the diversity of PAC, is there's people in there that could care less about some of these changes, and then people that are really excited about it, and everybody has their own opinion. So,
right,
you know,
and we're not like all we're not singing Kumbaya and drinking Zynga water either. Like,
no, there's no nothing. Yep.
And we, people always call us out for not knowing the game. It just seems like there's a lot of negativity towards us, and we were chosen for a reason. And a hater complaining and demanding we get removed is not going to work.
Well, I think the big thing is that there's people out there that think that we think, because we're on PAC, we're more powerful, more mighty, you know, more holier than thou.
We are, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's just Chester. But yeah, I mean, you take the rest of us. We're very modest people. You know, quite frankly, we'll do the same things for the game, and I did it for Sparkholm long before PAC existed, and we will continue to do things that are in the best interest of players. If people can't see that, then, well, I'm sorry, then go take a leap off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Which is exactly why you were picked, and certain people were picked because they're not going to waver their opinions, and they've already proven themselves to care about the community and to want to make the game better. So,
and people that can handle criticism, like, you know, we obviously don't all agree on everything, and so we'll have arguments amongst ourselves, and nobody like runs away.
Well, you just talk
and
to yourself.
Sometimes. But I mean, we're a bunch of strong people that can handle someone saying, no, you're wrong, that's not right. And then you're like, oh yeah, good point.
Yeah,
where
I
some
mean,
people are too sensitive and quit, they don't want those kind of players either.
No.
Exactly.
So people that wonder why they weren't chosen, well, maybe because you whine so much, they didn't select you.
They've heard enough.
Yeah. They don't want to hear more of what you have to say.
No. Right. Not at all.
Pete, what the hell is Sparkholm building for us?
Something good.
Something that we are talking about as a result of recent changes to fighting is whether or not we should go back into the fighting bookmarklet or Spocklet arena. And so Martin has posed on the Sparkholm fan page whether or not to, if we start developing one, what features would people want to see sort of out of the chute? And then, as they know, you know, usually we craft something quickly, and then what do you turn around and you craft afterwards. So, you know, we're going to talk about that some. We've always, or as of late, we've always taken the stance that, well, you know, with Aeron having Brawler, was there a need for us to ever do anything? And, you know, there still may turn out that there's not a need and we need to go ahead and move on. I'm not sure to what degree Aeron is, you know, maintaining Brawler.
Definitely seen a lot of people upset for the lack of Brawler, which is cracking me up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think Zynga doesn't like it either. Nobody's buying stamina refills.
Right.
Because, yeah, why bother?
Yeah, because you can't use all your stamina anyways.
They're going to see the beauty in some of this stuff when they take away the means. So.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of one of the things that we're talking about. We finally did release the Mafia Manager, and the stats history did hit after the, like I said, it would by the time the last show aired. We've had some problems with older versions of Firefox causing some issues with it, and it's not something we can really control. Firefox 4 had some features in it that Firefox does, you know, older versions don't. So if you want to use the stats history, you're going to have to use a newer browser. So, sorry.
Yeah, man up.
I have a question.
Yes.
With your newer bookmarklets, the one that saves snapshots, like the inventory history, the mafia manager, and the stats manager.
Yes.
Some people, and this has only happened to me once, and I don't know how I fixed it. It just magically stopped. But some people are finding when they return to the bookmarklet that their initial snapshot was not saved. And I don't know if it's a cookie issue or what to even tell them.
Instead of using cookies, we've actually moved to localized storage for some of our Spocklet save settings and stuff like that. One of those save settings is the storage for things like the Statinator and the Mafia Manager and so on. So if you're turning off your localized storage, or you've got where you're clearing your cache on a regular basis, you could potentially be killing that local storage, thereby erasing your snapshots.
So what should people do?
Don't clear your cache.
But what if you have Zynga issues that require you to clear your cache?
And that's a bunch of hooey.
Their first solution every time, isn't it?
Well, you'll lose what you had and you'll have to start over. And there's nothing we can do about that. Like I said, it stores it locally, but it stores it tied to the browser. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jen, what's going on with you? Fill us in.
Oh, lots of new stuff. First of all, we talked about the fighting, and like, to me, this is so different, and I kind of miss the old way. And one thing I find for me is I'm not trained to actually look at you won, you lost. So I find myself attacking people I lost to just because it didn't register in my brain right away that I was a loser.
Even I caught myself doing it, too.
I think a lot of people are. I felt stupid at first, and then after I did it like 3 times, I'm like, what is going on here? But I think we just have to retrain ourselves what to look for, because fighting is something that we do so fast.
It's not obvious enough. One of the things that would be nice would be when you fight a person that the entire frame of their thing would change color to red or green.
Yeah,
if you win or lose,
help.
Then you've got a more visible indicator immediately on whether or not you've actually won or lost.
They need to take a lesson from the war machine, color codes.
That's sort of the way it was in the old way. They kind of had that color scheming that it was obvious to tell whether or not you won or lost pretty darn quick, because they had the red text or the green text. But with them being on both sides of the window, you know, above the players' names, it's hard to negotiate that.
You just assume you won.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't.
Right. And the screen, it's that fight module is so busy. There's like so much going on to it. So I think that's probably why that happens. But one thing I did notice, that when I do lose, I get experience points now. The way it's intended is that if you lose a fight, you'll get 1 to 2 experience points. And we're not sure yet if that counts when somebody attacks you, when you're offline. I don't think it does. We couldn't find anything in the player updates that would indicate that. But if you're the attacker and you lose the fight, you're going to get experience and also victory coins. So it's not necessarily a total loss when you do lose. And what I really hate, and I'm sure most people do as well, is your targets are all, the ones you attack obviously are going to be alive on the fight list. You're going to click on them and spend your stamina, spend your boosts if you have them turned on, only to find out that they're already iced. And then you have to actually close the window out and go back to the fight list. And same thing if you do lose, you're not going to want to continue that attack if you notice that you lost. And you have to either X out the box or click this runaway link. So there's a lot of clicking to get back and forth between the fight list and the fight module.
Where yeah, I don't past, like that.
Yeah, in the past it was just a smooth line. You know, you scroll down and you're back on the fight list. You never left it. So that was submitted in the report to Zynga of things that should change. And the major thing that's driving people crazy is there's no show items link where you could just click on and see which equipment items you used and which ones your opponent used. And Zynga's stance on that so far has been, well, you can go to their inventory and look. Well, actually, you can't if they set their inventory to private. And even if they didn't set it to private and you can look, you have to like jump through a bunch of screens. Then you have to scroll through 7 pages to see their items. There's not just one nice list of items and the number used.
Exactly.
So yeah, those are my 3 main complaints.
Did like seeing that you were actually fighting all day yesterday. That was
And you know what? It wasn't easy to do because I've been being attacked. So every time I clicked, I had to heal. And what is brilliant about this new fight module that I just love, or people that are under constant attacks, is you can heal right from the module. So you don't have to scroll up, you know, click to heal. Some players have that option when they click on the fight list to attack someone. If they're out of health, they can just do it right from the pop-up box. But most players don't, and you have to scroll up to the top. So I was able to heal whenever I wanted to. So the attacking on me didn't really make a big difference. It was just more annoying if I was trying to take a screenshot. But I'll be fighting some more.
I like it. I love it. I see both of y'all fighting.
Well, it's funny, without an automated tool for that, meaning they targets will be selected for you and attacked, you're kind of like, okay, I have no other choice but to attack manually, or Rob, obviously. But I've been fighting just to, you know, make posts about what's going on. But I think if players are patient and hope that Zanga will make the necessary changes, I think it will be a good thing. But I'm not in a family or a clan, so I can't really give an honest assessment as far as serious fighting goes.
The
personally,
family that
I like
you used to be in a family clan, right?
Well, we weren't a fighting clan, the Las Vegas Mafia. I guess I'm still in it. I just haven't been very active. And I know the Godfather retired.
Right.
And
I did see that.
My Mafia Wars name got Zingud, and it, instead of a name, it became a link. So yeah. I had to get it fixed through customer support, and it was live chat, and they were like, well, what do you want your name to be? And then I was like, oh, I'd have to look up the tag again. And so I just set
left it,
you know, my name. And so I'm kind of plain right now.
Blind
so I'm tagless.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the new fight module, they made a blog post about a vengeance package, and it sounds ridiculous. Where if I don't have it on my account yet, so I haven't been able to see for it. But the blog post says, if you attack somebody and you lose, you can spend 3 reward points, get your health filled back up, get 10% of your stamina, and get your skills doubled for 1 attack.
Oh, please. One
right,
attack?
Right, that's like an ant bite. If I, like, all of a sudden can beat somebody and they see I attack them once and they lost, they're going to be like, so? And then they're going to know you were stupid and spent reward points to do it. The thing I can see about it is, if it does give you like 10% of your stamina, why wouldn't you use that as like a little mini stamina refill?
As a boost, yeah.
Because sure. Sometimes you're like, especially like when I'm doing blog posts, I don't have time to wait, and I'll just buy a refill even though I only need maybe 1,000 more to level up. So I'll just go attack someone, lose, and get 1,000 stamina points, or however many it would be. Probably not that many, but so I'm curious to see how this works and if they nerf it, if they see people are doing all that.
You never know.
Right. So look for that. And of course, we have a challenge mission, which is kind of cool because we're sick of gifting events. And this one is in Staten Island, and you need fairy passes as the consumable. And it's just like all the old ones.
Except
so it'll be.
You can only get the fairy passes by icing people.
And free gifts. And you don't get notified that you have got one. Yeah. You have to check your inventory.
Which is such a pain. And hopefully that'll fix too.
But I think most people were able to finish that just through free gifts. I don't know if they've put a limit on how many you can accept yet. I haven't been able to check that out. But if they don't, I'm just going to go to the Gitnator and get all the fairy passes I need.
Right. True.
Is that already updated?
Fairy passes.
I know. It sounds so
funny. They mean the fairy in the water, not the fairy.
Yes, I
not
need
Tinkerbell.
Some more passes. Hello.
There's some loot drop issues in Brazil. Instead of getting 5 times your loot, you're only getting 1. They know it's a problem, and they're going to fix it. So until they do, don't fight in Brazil.
Hell, I don't fight in Brazil anyway.
I like it because I can get more loot, and I burn through my stamina. The bad side is you don't get as many victory coins. But if you're a manual fighter, you probably wouldn't want to anyways.
Don't even pay attention.
Screw it.
Yeah. So they had their 3rd installment of Mafia Wars Live. And basically, they hinted around to a lot of things. It was all about the fight module coming. So we've seen that. We're past caring about that. But they hinted that there may be stamina refills in the works. We might see the fight club get improved. And they rattled off some other things, too. But it's all on their blog, and you can watch it if you missed it.
Pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
You know, one thing I didn't realize until just now was when you kill someone now, you get 2 ices. It's worth 2 ices?
That was implemented with the Ice Mastery event, and it hasn't changed. It never went away. It's always been like that.
I guess just the pop-up saying it now points
right.
it out to me.
Because we have the pop-up saying it, now people are noticing it.
Which is a you lie. You're not getting two ices.
You
you're
are.
A kill.
Well, true.
Yeah, so I don't like that. It
really,
says you killed
really
your opponent worth
your
two ices.
Off. Yeah.
Well, and what it's doing, too, that's confusing people is the post that you generate will say an ice and not a kill.
Right.
Crazy changes here. I got to keep up. And I've been
here
every day.
Yeah, it's really hard. I know. I think that's the major stuff. Oh, that skill point reallocation we talked about, that came for like an hour and then went away.
Are you seeing it? Is it an hour a day or is it just randomly an hour every day?
It's random bullshit that nobody else can ever figure out when it's going to be. Because somebody's driving home or somebody's in a meeting, but nobody knows when this shit's going to happen. And there's no way I can figure it out. So I'm going to miss
nope,
every one of them. Thanks,
it's
Nika.
Random.
Well, they announced it in the meeting yesterday.
Right. At the Mafia that, Wars Live, they said between 4 and 5.
But that doesn't happen.
That's nice. Who can get to these stupid things?
I think what happened is they realized it was too good of a deal. So they didn't want to just pull it and look stupid. So I think they...
I got something they can pull.
So I think their solution was to just randomly do it so people wouldn't do it every single day.
It's time for the family life. Chester, what's going on? What's up?
All right, fighting. Good things and bad things about fighting. Love the ability to see who can steal your eyes. Okay, so when they steal your eyes, you have the ability to attack them back. That's cool. The other thing I like about it is the ability that we discussed before, the ability to put your boosts on or off. So if you barely lose to somebody, you have the ability to put that boost on. What I don't like is that when you attack somebody and it pulls up the new fight thing, it hesitates. So I don't know if I won or I lost. And I'm sitting there with my buttons going, should I power attack or should I not? So you've got that 3-second lag and I'm sitting there going, I'm going to power attack. And if I lose, well, then I've just lost 5 more attacks. That's bad for those people that are stat protectors.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that if they hit you one time and they lose, they never attack you ever again. Okay. So it's a difficult thing for that one. The other thing I don't like is that I can't tell how far off I am from you. People were able to kind of decode the wording and the colors of the
you were close or
you were just obliterated or you just suck and quit playing the game. And you couldn't do that. Let me see. Is there anything else in that I like? We did talk about it jumping up and down the page, and it's not doing that anymore. That is very,
thank
very
you. Good. Thank you, Zynga.
God, yes, finally. But other than that, it works decent. You know, you can see the other person's health, and you can see it go down. One thing, and I forgot to mention this, that I do not like also, is I've noticed in my health, as I'm just power attacking the crap out of somebody, my health meter will go down. All of a sudden, it'll go in the red, and then it'll go in the yellow, then it'll go in the red and the yellow, and I'm like, figure out where you want to be. So I think I've got to heal right quick. And so I click the button, I look up, and I've still got 1,000 or 2,000 health. I'm like, what the hell? So they need to fix that because that irritated the living crap out of me. But other than that, it's pretty cool. It's pretty decent. You got the regular attack, power attack, and you'll know when somebody's been iced. The other thing I like is that once you leave the fight window, it automatically refreshes the fight page.
That's nice.
That is awesome. I don't have to click on the fight link. I don't have to do any of that stuff. It automatically does that for me. So that was a huge plus. So, and you also have the heal button. So those are just cool things that I absolutely liked. How about you?
I thought that the health was going to possibly show. I know they said it wouldn't, but I thought everybody was going to see more of our stats. And I like that that's still protected. And I like watching their health go down because I know when I'm going to get the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Except everybody's jumping in at one time to try out all this new fight stuff. And the ices go by a lot faster.
That is correct.
Have you noticed that the ice pop-ups are still slow to occur?
Oh, God, yes.
I think it's too slow.
That's my observation. I almost wish that they wouldn't have pop-ups, that it would just be a log or something. I'm going to say it again. A log or something that you can go back to and refer to of all the ices you've ever made against who you made them, and then you can post them somewhere else. Then you don't have pop-up that pops up that takes a while to get there, and you know you get your ice pretty quick because it could show right up in the screen and change the coloring around the person to show that they are already iced.
Amen.
Okay, I'm done.
There's one last thing that I have to mention. There is a family module finally coming out in Mafia Wars. I can't tell you when, and I can't tell you what's in it, but Just like when you change your name, you're probably going to have to spend reward points. So get ready for that.
Save up.
Save up.
And if you've ever listened to Winterchester's rants about his family module, it's headed down that way.
That's right. It's not there yet.
Chester will be doing the happy dance
it's
all
phase,
over the
phase
place.
One.
Maybe he's going to wait and see if it's what he wanted.
It's not perfect. You're not going to be happy with everything. Trust me. But it's a start.
Yeah. Yeah. Zanga. There's definitely room for improvement here. But, you know, I think we're in the right direction. I hope.
That's right. They're actually moving somewhere. Hopefully it's not too freaking late for all of us.
It is too late for some, you know.
Yeah. Some of
them. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was.
Get people back.
I truly was right there at the end. They're teasing me right now with some things, with a better fight module, with bringing out a family module. They're showing an effort, so I guess I'm waiting in the wings right now, and we'll see. I'll continue to play, but if it goes downhill or if it becomes stagnant again, I'm done. All right, I got a shout out.
Okay.
I got a shout out to a MIG member, Mike Nestor, who's also part of the podcast. He's the silent one.
I can't believe we haven't even talked about him yet.
Oh, I know.
This is the biggest news in Mafia.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
Mike decided to follow in the footsteps of one of the other MIG members, and he got a tattoo. Mm-hmm. And it's got Murder Incorporated Gangsters in it. And it's pretty damn big, too.
It's a big ass tat.
At least that's what she said. But it's a huge tat. So all of MIG likes it. Like, I actually got to send it to the other member of MIG who put it on the middle of his back.
And
you
Zynga
put it on your
it.
Leg.
No, he put it on his forearm.
His arm. Everyone thinks it's
that's his
leg.
Arm.
That's his arm. Have you never? You've met Mike. He's a big
guy. Oh, that's
got
to be your right arm then, because you are right-handed, right?
Oh, that's
you
awesome.
Got that oversized forearm on that right side. Anyway, so my shout out goes out to you, Mike Nestor, for having that MIG tat put on there, because you are now MIG for life.
You are MIG for life. You're not going back.
He that's can right. get it covered up.
They won't allow
file
that.
File a bomb or some crap. Anyway, Jana, what do you got?
I'm going to give a shout out to Matt Melton. He just kicked off
birthday.
It's his birthday today, so happy birthday. And he's just kicked off the new website for Maddie. And so I think we're going to put a link to that up on our page, too, so that people can check out the new webpage and get on the bandwagon there. So happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely is. Jan.
Yes.
What do you got?
Okay, don't get mad at me, but I'm going to give my shout out to Nate.
Oh, Jesus. Just make me throw up in my mouth. Thanks.
No, because think about it. We really
You're
give him.
You're selling out, slacker.
No, this isn't a
That's
kiss awesome. Up.
This yeah. isn't. I could let her finish.
Let me explain myself. We really do give him a very hard time, and he really puts up with a lot. And it's not just our little group. It's, you know, a lot of people in the PAC. You know, then he has to deal with the Zynga people. He has to deal with people that don't like some of us. Like, he's dealing with a lot of stuff, and he is trying for the better of the game. He's taking risks to get scripts mentioned and things like that. And, you know, I know we give him a hard time, but he does do a lot of work to try to benefit the community.
He really does.
He does.
And he looks exhausted, so people lighten up a little
and
bit.
And we're mean to him, I think, sometimes.
We are really mean. I think we're going to gray him soon. He's aging before us.
All right. From one cell out to the other. Pete, what do you got?
I'm going to give a shout out to Laura Alvarez, a Spocktonian out there. And
Spocktonian.
She's sent me a couple of PMs about, you know, do I really think that Zynga's heading in the right direction, or is everything going down the toilet? I think from seeing some of the things that they've got coming down the pike and some of the stuff that they've obviously released now to this point, you know, and even the challenge event that they released, these were things that we've said we actually liked about the game when they came out. So I think they're trying to hit on the things that we don't mind doing. So hang in there. I think things are moving along. They definitely want the game to succeed.
Cool.
We'll Spock on.
And so is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter @informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, scared them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.